Well, this new report lacks something rather important, real solid evidence. In fact, it even comes with a disclaimer that the sources used cannot be fully trusted. Intelligence officials have, quote, high confidence in these sources, but stipulate that high confidence doesn't actually constitute fact or certainty. And not all agencies even subscribe to that. The NSA, for instance, says that they only have moderate confidence here.
You know, if you have high confidence, you know, that means you don't really know for sure. They should have included at least some evidence of what they're asserting, and they haven't done any of that. They're making these kinds of decisions now without fundamentally finding out what really is true and what the facts basically are. And they're not really focusing in on facts or truth. They're basically looking at speculation, fabrication, and hyperbole, basically.
The report shows that no tampering with voting machines or vote counting took place, but insists that Russia was involved because somehow it influenced people's minds.
Russia had anything to do with it. I haven't seen evidence of that.
He called me directly. Putin did and told me how I should vote. No, I think that's the biggest farce.
Remember back in 2014 when the U.S. ambassador was caught on the phone?
I think Yats is the guy who's got the economic experience, the governing experience. He's the guy, you know, what he needs is Cleach and Tawney Book on the outside. He needs to be talking to them four times a week.
That's not the same as some quasi-government trolls who tweet and post on web forums, right?
Now, the report that's available is only the declassified version. This leaves the public assuming that smoking gun evidence is in the classified version of the report.